Which brings me to a final topic for this week, one you've been worrying about all year. Whether you should have sex with your cousin, particularly in Brazil. This is Alan Bittles in Perth.
The story in Brazil is that in the late 19th century, there was an uprising. Brazil had just changed from being a part of the empire to an independent country, a republic. And as part of the changes that were announced, the government decided they would bring in the metric system, they would bring in things like censuses, they would bring in a change in currency. And this was described by a lone preacher in the state of Bahia, Antonio Conselheiro, as a sign of the end of the world. It was the work of Satan. And so Antonio Conselheiro was traveling around inland Bahia with a range of his disciples at that stage who were increasing in number. The local landlords became a bit worried about this because they saw themselves as being threatened by these, in many ways, vagrants who were going around the state. And so they asked the local authorities to sort this out. The local authorities sent in a police detachment who were massacred. They sent in a small detachment of the army. They were massacred. They sent in a third, larger one. They didn't do very well and retired very much hurt. And so they had to send in a very large army to really put this insurrection, it was now a major insurrection, down. And this all occurred in a region known as Monte Santo. And Monte Santo is the area in which my colleague, Dr. Angelino Costa, and myself are working in the state of Bahia in Brazil.
And she invited you to work with her. How come?
Angelino very kindly wrote to me in April of this year and said she'd like to come and work with me because she'd read my work on cousin marriage and she thought this would be an interesting collaboration.
Is it a very brave thing to do, to go to a place where there's been so much killing?
I don't know that it's going to be all that difficult, particularly since I come from Belfast, so I'm inured to that sort of thing.
I see. Now, what was the novel written to celebrate that story?
This whole story was written up by the Nobel Prize-winning Mario Vargas Llosa, and it's called The War of the End of the World. And it's actually very much a factual account with a few added individuals to add colour to the story.
And so here you've got this amazing place. What's it got to do with cousins?
Because it's fairly remote, the total municipality has got a population of 54,000. So many of the villages, people marry within the village, and of course in many of the villages, people marry within the family. So it's probably about 50% first or second cousin marriage.
And so what are you looking for? Strange diseases that erupt?
In this particular instance, yes. Because of the insurrection that set up in the late 19th century, people flocked in from all over Brazil and some of the neighbouring countries. And many of these people came to the religious leader, in part, I think, to be cured. So they came with their pre-existing diseases, I suspect, and some of them were genetic in origin. And so in Monte Santo, we find that, for example, there's a mucopolysaccharidosis is type 6, a very rare disease, which in Europe would be 1 in 45,000 to 1 in a million people are affected. In Monte Santo, with 50,000 inhabitants, there are 9 living people, another 4 people who have just died with this disorder, and a further 33 people who have died with this disease in the last 10, 20 years.
Of course, the idea is that if you have a duplication of the genetic inheritance, and in other words, you've got 2 doses of something that leads to susceptibility for a disease, then you luck out.
That's exactly it. And it's known as, really, the whole idea is founder effect. Someone brought the gene in, the mutant gene in, or there was a mutation in the gene in an individual. If you've just got a single copy of the gene, it doesn't have any adverse health effect. If you've got the double copy of the gene, then you will be affected with it. And the children who are born to parents who are cousins, or indeed to anyone, even unrelated people, but who nonetheless carry single copies of the same gene, there's a 1 in 4 chance each and every conception is going to be affected.
Incidentally, what does this tell you about the royal families of Europe, about which there's been a certain amount of discussion of inbreeding and so on?
There certainly is evidence that within the royal families there has been some adverse effect of inbreeding, in particularly the Spanish Habsburgs, Charles II, who died intestate at an early age, allegedly with a number of genetic diseases, fairly rare, in fact very rare, but extremely deleterious genetic diseases.
Well, haemophilia, the fact that the blood doesn't clot, is the most famous one, isn't it?
I think that's a misinterpretation, because of course haemophilia is an X-linked recessive, so if your mother has the gene for that, it doesn't matter who she marries or who she mates with, there is going to be a chance that you are going to be affected.
I see. Going back to Brazil, what sort of investigation have you done so far? Because you're about to publish, aren't you?
We've just sent off the first couple of papers on this, and indeed what we're trying to do with the particular disorder, MPS6, is to find out who exactly within this population is carrying the mutant gene. And to do that, you've got to do neonatal screening. So when children are born, you're looking to see whether they've got they're absolutely normal for this particular condition, or whether they've got a single copy of the mutant gene or a double copy of the mutant gene. What you then can do if they've a double copy of the mutant gene is actually bring in enzyme replacement therapy. And as of last year, a clinic was set up in the local hospital in Monte Santo to enable people to be treated by enzyme replacement therapy in Monte Santo itself. Previously, they had to go to Salvador, the state capital, which is about 350 kilometres away, and they would have to go there weekly throughout their lives.
In general, do you think it's still wise to avoid marrying and having children with your cousins?
I think it's been grossly overstated. This is one particular example of an isolated community that drew the short straw with regard to this particular disorder and a couple of other disorders. In general terms, the adverse effects have been overstated. The recent work that we would do would suggest that if you marry your cousin, you are more likely to have an infant death. 11 per thousand are going to be affected by comparison with the general population. Now, in countries like Pakistan, 68 per thousand of children currently die in the first year of life. So really, it's just been overstated. Now, I think often people said, oh, there's something wrong with this child, and oh, well, easy to explain because the parents are cousins. And of course, it may have been nothing to do with a genetic disease. It may have been a transplacental infection, like toxoplasmosis, or it could have been rubella, or even syphilis, which is still quite common in many third world countries.
Of course, one wonders what it was like in the old days, say 20, 30,000 years ago, when there were fewer people around and you were in bands of 20 or 30. The inbreeding must have been intense.
That's very much the line I would take as well. And in fact, the Art of Africa hypothesis, it's not just a hypothesis now, I think it's given as fact. Some people say that as few as 700 adults left Africa, and of course they didn't leave Africa in one big happy bunch singing along as they went, but rather in small family groupings. And I think the impact of disease, of attacks from animals, from trying to keep body and soul together would have meant that you mated opportunistically. And even if your daughter, your cousin, your aunt, whomsoever was available and of breeding age, then probably you would have gone for that individual.
Not only did you not know about genetics, you didn't necessarily know where babies come from either.
I think they had a fair idea where they emanated from, but how they got there in the first instance, I think that was the major problem.
Final question. You've read Loess's book?
I have indeed, yes. It's a very, very good book.
You'd recommend it?
I'd recommend it, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Professor Alan Bittles in Comparative Genomics at Murdoch University in Perth. Next week, The Science Show asks, what did Henry Sutton do in Ballarat in 1885? Production today by David Fisher and David Lawford and Doctor Who. I'm Robin Williams.